travelogue.
Oh, Eric, it's going. It's still going for you, sweetie.
I want to let you guys know that I hated every minute of this.
The whole thing? Just the first one?
Well, no, the first one was great. This one, I sharted my way through.
We don't actually have to post any of this.
No, well, you know what we added that we shouldn't have added? This is probably the little monster over there on the couch. I like to call her Heather.
Glenn and Rick podcast, Rickin' or Brickin'.
Welcome back to another episode of Rick It or Brick It. I'm here with my good friend Glenn Marshall and Christian Swifty Mutino. Guys,
let's go!
Let's go!
I switched my pee with my kids. Oh my god!
There is no better way to start anything than with Death Harmonic.
I wish we had a drop of Toki saying, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go! Yeah.
Well, that's what we wanted to do. Halfway through it, I wanted to switch into that song. I don't know if you guys have seen episode 3, season 3, Death Hell. It's a good episode.
Yeah, it's a great episode.
You gotta swap your something.
I'm dying. Oh, I'm not dying.
After he goes on a surge of binge drinking and abusing drugs.
End of lift, Vidro Dairy.
And Hamburger Time.
Yeah, Hamburger Time.
Yeah, so there we go. That's good. We got that out of our system.
Yeah.
So how was your long day in the salt mines of the liquor store in the North End, kid?
Oh, so salty. So
yeah, a little
salted.
Too salty. It was slow tonight, you know.
The cat worked all day at the docks.
Yeah, he's always working down at the docks.
Yeah, for some reason I walked in. Was it this morning or yesterday morning? Was it yesterday?
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, I just walked in. I'm like, Kitty works down at the docks. And I went on singing about it.
We're referring to our favorite Bon Jovi song.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it had nothing to do with
Kitty,
any cat.
Yeah, long day at the docks, though.
There's a cat. Christian's cat actually wears a scarf now. Yeah. And we're trying to get
Hipster
a scaly
cat
fitted to his head. And
look,
an
it's cold at night on the docks. He wears the fingerless gloves, you know, because the circulation, when it's that cold.
And you have to pack his ointment into his little knapsack because the salty air dries
him
out.
His old cough medicine.
Oh, yeah. He loves the sauce.
He's got the derby hat on.
Cat loves the sauce.
No, actually, he has that, like, black hat that's, like, rolled up all the way around a little bit.
Yeah. He almost looks like the trainer from Rocky.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, one of the robbers in Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to envision if my cat did have a voice, it would be the trainer from Rocky. Hey, Rocky!
Yeah,
you're gonna be a champ, right?
Oh man!
Well, but yeah, but I hope his mouth wouldn't move if he was talking. I hope it would only be telepathic. Like, he has the power to, like, speak to you telepathically, but it would have to be that, like, grizzled old man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if only I was schizophrenic enough to think that my cat had a voice that was being teleported into my brain.
Kill them all, Christian. Kill them all.
So on the last cast, we talked about how I only want to get my clothes now.
How we found out how you could get all of your clothes.
Yeah, because I was trying to find slacks today. I ended up with a PBR t-shirt, which is a good enough deal.
Yeah, it's a good start.
And I got
a hat
yesterday.
You give me clothes for 1 month.
Right.
In that form of a t-shirt. And I give you money for beer. It seems like a good trade.
Yeah.
I can do two things of shopping
that I need. I'd fucking change shirts right in the store and threw the other one away. It was awesome.
And they burned it immediately.
But what I learned in there, and they're like, yeah, sorry, we only have large. I'm like, well, that's my size, so that's good. But the lady's like, yeah, I used to work in Newbury Comics, and they're usually, like, a lot bigger. I'm like, yeah, they're usually, like, at least extra large. It's, like, usually the smallest size for a lot of free t-shirts. And she's like, yeah, we used to sell shirts for bands, especially the promotional ones they give away. And certain bands, they only give away extra large or, like, 2X or larger.
Were those all Insane Clown Posse
t-shirts? Yeah, that was exactly what I said, and I'm like... She's like, some bands. I'm like, let me guess. Insane Clown Posse. And she's like, well, yeah, actually. I'm like, let's go. Let's double down. Slipknot was my next one. And what was my other one? I think I said, like, POD. But she's like, I don't really know. But my first two hit hard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that was great. That made my
exactly
day.
What I would have guessed.
Now, not
exactly.
That any listeners would understand this, but was this the girl with I frequent...
All the tattoos
all
and everything?
The tattoos.
Yeah, she was really hip. Yeah, I wanted to grab her by her bull ring and
really
be like, honey, let me take you away from all this. Yeah, yeah, that's hot. To me. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
To me.
So I just thought that was adorable.
Oh.
Yeah, that like yeah, I guess it's like Raiders fans and ICP fans. They can only wear like they're
yeah,
all
well,
fat.
They coincide.
Yeah.
Those
they're
two
all
definitely
fat.
Coincide.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and they have like in the jeans with a million chains on it.
Yeah,
they don't make them in any size besides gigantic.
The bondage fans.
Yeah,
yeah. And the other thing I learned today, I was riding the 66 bus up here.
Terrible bus.
I like that bus during the day.
It's so faulty. You never know when it's going to come.
Oh, it comes like every 5 minutes from her my girlfriend's apartment, so it's pretty nice.
Oh, she's down by the start, though, right?
Yes,
yeah, so
yes,
that helps.
See, there you go. It's nice. And I'm riding I get on, I go to sit down, and there's a newspaper on my seat, and I get to the Metro section of your fine Boston Globe.
Oh, yes.
And there's an article right on the cover, teen drinking, or like, gee, like, binge drinking at Boston University is a big problem.
No, at college in general,
upset.
It's part...
No, but this year they've had like 10 hospitalizations, 12 like arrests, broken up a bunch of parties and whatever.
So kids are partying
right next to this
days.
Article. Now, this is the front awesome. Page article. When you go to the article, it's on page 4 of the Metro section. Right next to the article is an article about how there's like some like Congress dude or like running for like local government or whatever, where he's like the local like selectman or some douchebag.
I thought you were going to say it was a recipe to make Jell-O
shots. No. But he's having some fundraiser for his like campaign where he's playing beer pong to get the kids out. So it's like, what fucking editor is like fucking blocking this shit? It's like this article. It's like underage drinking is terrible. Get the kids out to vote with the beer pong. Like the binge drinking is terrible, but like
with the beer pong.
Yeah,
what a vote! But you really need to be drunk to do
yeah,
it.
I
well,
know,
here's
I
your
but
man.
Like, but like, yeah, feel free to run both of those articles. But do you really need to put them right next to like literally the same eye line, like left and right, like next to
well,
each other?
Similar topics. There's,
yeah.
There's
so
these both contain liquor.
Yeah, that,
it was
sure
almost
that
like, do you guys ever read The Onion?
Oh, yeah.
You know when they have like the pro and con arguments like
yeah,
right
yeah,
next
yeah.
to each other, like humidity mm-hmm. versus like humidifiers versus dehumidifiers, like why humidity is bad, like that
right.
shit. It was like there were two fucking articles right now. It was retarded. I just thought that was great. It was a fine job.
Yeah, a lot of people don't trust the Globe here.
I wonder why. That was phenomenal.
They got a lot of thinkers over there at the Globe.
It
but
seemed like it.
They don't pay attention to detail.
Did
whatsoever.
No one like put those two together? They're like, do they just see? It's like, oh yeah, two stories about the booze we love so much, and then they clink their coffee cups that are filled with whiskey and coffee.
It was probably
and,
like an intern from BU. Was just like, I'm gonna put this.
They
right
mailed
next
that
to
in.
It.
Yeah, like no, but there's a fucking editor who looks at that and is like, oh no, that shouldn't go right next to that. And that story's shit, or maybe we should wait one day to run that next story about, like, the congressperson, this is supposed to be, like, a good press thing where he's trying to reach out to the youth, I guess, but you're going to run it next to, like, this terrible binge drinking story? Yeah, good work.
Yeah,
that's great.
Just, they got
to
shake things up.
I can't say I've honestly ever read anything in the Metro that
is
worth...
I haven't either, but I sat on it, and I'm like, oh, what's this? Better read it.
Yeah. Oh, I did that today. We got on, it was on the ground in a pile of shit. And I figured it was better than playing with the shit.
Yeah, you licked your fingers clean and then got to reading.
Well, yeah, as much as I could.
Good old Eric.
Hey, you got to go green these days.
And you sucked some drunk's dead dick for about a half hour and went to work.
Well, yeah, right? You got to do something when you read the paper.
He went to work before you went to work.
Eric, I mean, yeah, you pulled a few Johns and then you got to work.
Yeah. It's money on the side.
Tugged off a few dudes that were crying.
See, that's my true passion.
Yelling, my dad owns Sovereign Bank, my dad owns Sovereign Bank. You need to tell that story. That is a great story. Don't include any names, but just like tell the story.
I don't even remember any of the names, to be honest.
Well, that's perfect. That's perfect.
If you want to know.
No, don't remember the names or any. Don't put the names in.
Oh, my God, I do. Oh, suddenly I just realized who it was. Yeah.
It's a fantastic story.
Oh, it was fucking terrible. There was, me and Christian used to go to Lesley University. And there was this one notorious, this gay guy, but he was really flamboyantly gay. And apparently a group of friends of ours had a friend from home come visit them. And he decided to go with the gay guy to the liquor store to go get some booze. And then I guess on that walk, this guy who was completely straight going with the gay guy managed to get a blowjob from him in an alleyway. And as he's getting the blowjob, he just kept going, my dad owns Sovereign Bank. My dad owns Sovereign Bank. Over and over.
So then the gay dude just came back and told you about that?
Not me. He told everybody
he told
else that
people.
Was friends with the kid
he
from home.
He spit a big wad of cum on your forehead and then told you the story?
Mind you, another story about this kid is...
No, but like, how did the gay guy feel? Is that like the equivalent of a girl, like if you're having sex with her and you like yell out someone else's name? Or does he's like, I just want to suck this guy's dick. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Well, you know? This gay guy was pretty diabolical.
Yeah. Well, that's so he thought it was like kind of funny that he was. Oh,
he was destroying his life because he wanted to go back.
He's straight.
He wanted to go back and destroy his life with all of his friends from home. So now, God knows what happened to that poor
bastard.
That's
awesome. All right. So what were you saying, Chris?
My story is just going to add to like how diabolical this kid actually was. Back when we were living in the dorms at Leslie, he stayed in like the biggest dorm, and there were very few dorm buildings at Leslie. Very
crazy. So you blow the guy whose dad owns Sovereign Bank.
He didn't actually go to Leslie.
No.
And this kid was visiting, you know,
but
some third party.
We lived in special ed housing because
which is a whole story on itself.
Oh, yeah,
but that was unreal. There are some.
There's some
fine,
gems in
there. There were some fine times out there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just say they got laid a lot
by a lot of
retards.
Not
a lot
so
of
very, significant
ladies with
people.
Firm grips. Big meaty palms all around.
We get retard strength. We get
no necks for you, my lovely. As you caress her cheek with the back of your fingers.
No necks, but so many chins.
Yeah.
Too many chins to
love.
Too
many chins and jokes for days.
Yeah, like it basically, there's like, it's weird shoulder slope ear. Like, it's weird.
Yeah
there's no there's
it's
no
strange,
really.
But that's, it's raw power. Anyway, Christian.
First word that comes to mind is mongoloid. But anyway, so this kid was living in the biggest dorm room on Leslie, biggest dorm building on Leslie, and there was an RA.
Don't they call them habitats when they're...
Habitats for Humanity.
Right. Well, no, this kid, this is the gay guy.
It's a normal
this is
kid.
No,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But what is it?
Debatable.
The RA, what's the, like, the one who's in charge of everything?
Not
just
the
that.
The RD.
Yes, this was the RD.
No, because... Is that it?
He was in charge of all of the dorm buildings.
Yeah, he was their resident... Yeah.
So... You know, he was a student, an older student, fat guy, also gay.
Grizzled
faggot. He wasn't overtly gay, though.
No, he wasn't, but he was out of the closet. I mean, people knew he was gay.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
But him and this kid, apparently the kid from the former story, Sovereign Bank, had, you know, a little thing together. And then, after while it was happening, I don't know if it was at the end of it or, like, in the middle.
It was, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah, The kid who you know, Sovereign Bank, that whole story, he threw this guy under the bus.
Yeah, he blackmailed him.
You know, claiming that he was sleeping with a student, all these things. Blackmailed him completely.
Why?
For no reason. He gained nothing out of it.
Yeah.
See, I was on board before when it was like, oh, yeah, this guy who's, like, in the closet. Because I know in the gay community that, like, for a lot of dudes, that's the thing. It's like getting a straight guy, like fucking a straight guy is, like, ideal. You know, it's, like, almost like fucking a virgin. I guess some guys are into that. But for them, it's like... It's like not even going to make you gay. It's like, I'm going to make you realize you're gay. That's probably, like, a big thing, you know?
Yeah, but like, when you hear this story, it's like, there's no way he was doing
that doesn't make sense to me.
And mind you, the end of the story is this RD had to leave Leslie.
He had
to stop his job being the RD and leave the school because he was ashamed of what had happened. The school didn't necessarily ask him to leave, apparently.
Yeah, but they...
Apparently they told him to step down. You know, he couldn't be the RD anymore.
Plus, you know, the story got around fast that this dude was banging the RD.
You know, he threw him under the bus in his entire life.
I
like, what he had going.
Sweet gay sex was worth it.
Yeah, well, when he dies of AIDS, it will be well-deserved.
Whoa. I mean, only...
Wait, what?
Only, like, 95% of them have AIDS, Christian.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean...
So, I mean, you got to roll them dice. Those odds?
Yeah.
Whew.
I mean, it's not like they cut each other and, like, bathed in a kiddie pool of each other's blood and did that for a while. It's not like they did that, you know?
You never know.
Guys?
Hello?
Sorry, dude.
Where am I?
Sorry. Sorry.
But, yeah. Well, anyway, like we were saying, me and Christian used to live in special ed housing, and,
Why was that again, Eric?
It was. They told me it was temporary, and I said, "I'm gonna smash my face through these walls."
That's what they tell all the kids in special ed housing.
See, that's what I said.
This is a temporary holding cell right after the delousing procedure. We put you here.
What did it for me was when they said no wrestling after 9.
Is that another Holocaust reference?
What are you talking about? Put all your shoes in the pile. Little shoes in this pile.
All right, Eric, continue.
I don't even know what to say at this point. No,
you have bad acne. Get out of the skin line. No leather from that one. You don't need pockmarked leather. How was Hugo Boss supposed to make officers' uniforms out of that?
Hugo Boss.
He did. He designed Nazi uniforms. That's
like
why they look
like
so sharp.
Boss.
I'm not kidding. That's why they look sweet.
Wow.
That's why they look so the SS. That's why they look like fucking sexy as hell.
I never knew that.
Super sexy.
Like those baller, like leather trench coat things they had.
Yeah. Knowledge every day.
Yeah. That's why I made a Hugo Boss joke earlier, and you didn't get it.
Yeah.
Well, I had no idea.
It's like he's a great designer. I mean, fucking Nazi asshole scumbag. It's like, not only do I like you Nazis so much, it's like, let me design the uniform we're going to kick doors in with. Yeah, round them up. Sorry, Eric, what are you saying?
Round them up. It doesn't matter at this point.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Piles of teeth.
Is I can't follow up any of this with living in special ed housing.
Oh, you can follow anything up with living in special ed housing. Trust me, as like the second party to living there, it was magnificent.
Yeah, so do you pick up ladies of that line? It's like, so,
well,
you want to come back to my
actually,
place?
Actually, one of our friends.
Special ed housing.
A friend who we used to hang out with, you know, every once in a while. He was older than us at the time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, of course, he's actually still older than us, but
At the time, he stopped aging for
he's
for a
the
while.
Eternal being. He actually was drunk and made out with a girl that lived in our building who actually had special needs.
And he had
no
idea.
Special needs or, like, full-on retard?
No. She was pretty retarded, but the thing was, is, like, he had no idea. He saw her for a while. For like a couple weeks, and everybody's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And he's like, "What are you talking about? Like, that girl's retarded." No, she's not. He was obsessed with this girl because it looked just like his ex-girlfriend. And then out of nowhere, she pulled the crazy out of her hat, and he ran away, and that was the end of it. But that same girl had the biggest crush on Christian.
Still does.
She came into work like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you should get her nice and drunk.
But continue that. She came into work, and then I'll finish how much in love with you. What'd she do when she came into the store?
She came into the store and. She's walking by with one of the other bips. Then I don't know.
Explain what bip is so people know.
All right, Nick Henry, who was my original
rest in peace.
Yes, he's my original roommate. Was telling us the first day that in high school special ed was called BIP, becoming independent people. So from that,
learning to count money.
But from that point.
Match up these SKU numbers so you can stack the boxes and get to work.
Proper way of holding a knife. Don't hold it that way. But it was becoming independent people, so we just said BIP. Nobody knew what we were talking about. So if we were talking about them, it was BIPs. But she comes in, and I'm not even paying attention. I'm doing something else at the register. And out of nowhere, just stops and goes, "Oh, my God!" I look up, and she goes, "You went to Leslie." And I was like, "Yeah, I did. How you doing?" Grabbed her friend, and they stormed out of the store.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was so
what did you guys
hot.
Do?
What the, we chased him down the street, screaming away at come back. Don't walk
no,
into
I mean,
my
what
heart.
What did
and
you do
I'm...
to deserve the...
Oh, the amount of love that she has for me, like, out of no reason?
Oh, well, yeah. It was
no
all
idea.
Through... Yeah,
I
because
still, still
he
happens.
Used to hang out in our dorm all the time because we had like, half of the building downstairs with a private bathroom.
Do you want to hear how I picture this?
Wow.
All right, so it's like it's sort of like a it's not like crowded, but it's like a fairly well packed nightclub, and you have like two or three retards at the door working as bouncers, and like those really really big like shiny bouncer jackets that button like all the way across their chest. You know what I mean? They have the two buttons.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so they're working the door, and then you have like a retard like hot chick bartender. And then you guys are, like, in the back in the lounge, and there's, like, another fat retard, like, guarding that area. And then, like, if anyone wants to come, like, into the building or see you guys, they have to, like, get through your, like, layers of retarded security.
It's funny, because when I look back at, like, how great college was, it's like, that's exactly how I
you
figure
guys are,
it.
You guys are, like, in the back
that's
room, like,
what
playing,
it was.
You guys like, are in the back room playing pool, like, and, like, hanging out.
They were, like, half entourage, half, like, employees,
yeah,
kind
exactly.
of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yes, sir, Mr. Eric. And then they're, like, yeah. And they guard the door all night for you. It's like, sorry, sir, I'm gonna have to pat you down for weapons. And then they like, yeah, like the whole night. Like, that'd be so sweet.
Ow!
And
what
like,
is that?
Yeah, but you have like a guy, like they're running your like very profitable business
yeah.
that you guys just like hang out in.
Yeah.
But how like this girl was in love with me, and like I still on Facebook. At least, you know, every other day.
Yeah,
pretty
I
much.
Fucking get it too, but it's always, how's Christian doing?
Every single day, it's
I don't
this girl.
Care.
See, that's why you need to give them
me.
Jobs and let them manage your successful
I know,
nightclub.
Right?
Exactly.
But it, when, I mean, I didn't live in this building at first until they realized I was retarded and had to put me there.
Yeah, against his will. It was pretty funny.
You did elect to take all 200 classes, like, by the end of high school.
Yeah, it was easy.
Because it was, like, hilarious.
It was funny.
It's like, so you mean I get a B for going to class?
Done and
where
done.
Where do I sign? It's like, yeah, all right.
I get an A in this stupid class, and I get a B+. All right, let's do this. Yeah. But I beat high school. Anyway, like what I was trying to say is since I didn't live there at first, like when Eric and like the other two first lived in the place where Eric and I eventually lived together, they gave them a warning that was do not be too friendly because they will stalk you.
When I first got there, when I was pulling the stuff out of the car to move in, they stopped me at the front door and they're like, listen, we should probably tell you something that we meant to tell you a while ago. This is actually special ed housing, and my oldest brother's with me, who instantly just starts dying laughing.
He's a classy, well-adjusted guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Let me go, you know, mess around with him. Who wants to wrestle?
Well,
your brother just
thing.
Takes off running, and you find him, like, wrestling with
this
a
This was
like
the
a
thing, was
police.
They told us. They were like, we should probably warn you also that they like to wrestle really early in the morning. So as a joke, I went, oh, shit, can I join in? Nobody found that funny other than me and my brother.
Yeah, because they know that they all have huge retard boners.
Yeah,
and they want to like rub on each other and like you know get all the blood going, you know that's awful.
What?
You guys ever...
the look in Glenn's eyes, if you all could see it, while he said retard boners and rubbing around on each other.
It was more hopeful, like right that happened,
guys,
right?
His eyes were glazed over, terrified and willing.
Did you guys ever like run in, like walk in on two retards just like rolling around? We're like guys, big.
Wrestling,
all the time. Well, the common room was right above my dorm, so you would just hear somebody get like body slammed through a coffee table.
So the wrestling thing's no joke.
None of this was a joke.
They would wrestle at least twice or three times a day.
How does it start? One walks in the room and says, "Who touched my cupcake?" And then the other one just throws a brick at him.
Really?
Every morning,
they just get up and start wrestling.
Yeah, dude. You would walk up there and like one would be like pinned to the ground. It was Blake.
No, but what started? That's what I want to know.
Oh, I have no idea. But anyway, actually, a funny story when it comes to them
wrestling. I stopped rationalizing a lot of shit.
Yeah, you don't. If you do, your brain will explode.
They were obsessed with the show Prison Break. I think in their minds, it was like a documentary.
Because they're trying to get the fuck out of Leslie. They don't know how to get out. Yeah.
But yeah, they told us you can't be too friendly with them or else they will, like, seriously, they'll follow you around campus.
Oh, yeah. But I wanted to go back to actually the wrestling thing. Eric did something hilarious. One day, there were a couple kids who, you know,
Blake
they
the
were
snake.
Usually the star wrestlers. Like, they were mm-hmm. always the ones wrestling and, like, seemed as if we didn't know, but I guess we assumed they, like, ran that shit. Like,
the Silverbacks, if you will.
Yes, exactly. Precisely.
Exactly. Yeah. Identical
well,
to
there was a
Blake
Silverback,
the
and then there was Sloth from the Goonies. And, like, I think
there
those
was Shrek,
two...
Bobby Hill.
He was the old one.
They all honestly, yeah, they looked cartoonish. Like, yeah. The one looked just like Bobby Hill.
There was Bobby Hill, there was Shrek.
Exactly.
Yeah, Blake the Snake.
Anyway.
Blake the Snake.
But Eric one day had like this old like WWE like fake like
well this
heavyweight...
was WWF
WWF
and it was Stone Cold Steve Austin's championship heavyweight
yeah
belt.
His title
316
belt. And
yeah,
Eric
had the flaming skull on it.
Eric goes upstairs one day. I don't know if we were intoxicated at this point, but I'm sure we
were.
I
had every intention on giving it to him when I found it out. I was like, this is coming to school with me. Blake needs this.
Next time we heard him wrestling, Eric ran upstairs just to give it to,
yeah, I like declared
oh,
him I declared him the winner and I gave him the belt.
So did they hold on
they
to
would
it?
Like, oh, yeah. He was so happy. It made me... It was
ecstatic.
Did one
hilarious.
Of them, like, announce the fights, or do they still just fight over the belt? Or
no, I don't think they could. I think it was just, like...
They just
would turn the TV up really loud. Like, just so it would, like,
now, do they have someone,
the
like, monitoring
screams.
Them, like, hanging around?
Yeah, there was this one hippie who wore...
Oh,
no,
he did
he
nothing but eat bananas
and
all
he
day.
Yeah, bananas all day, every day, and never, ever wore shoes.
Nah.
He was, like, 6'6", you know, skinny as a pole.
But what was it like? He doesn't discipline them and they wrestle?
No, he would like throw
no,
his banana
like,
peels
oh,
at
just,
them and
yeah.
be like, whoa. And
really?
Maybe.
They would scream foreign object, but they wouldn't be able to get through foreign because their tongues are so big.
So wait, what? So they want them to wrestle. It gets the energy out?
Engorged with blood tongues.
Well, yeah, you. I guess.
Sure.
I guess. I don't know. Why are their tongues so big?
I have no idea. I think Eric just said that, and I rolled with it.
Is it true?
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
Sure. I don't care.
Eric, I'm trusting you.
Yeah, no, I mean, as somebody that immersed himself and lived with that culture for 1 year, I mean, I learned a lot, and people, I want to say
people
they
go
did
on a
too.
Semester abroad.
Yeah, you know, you really
not something even worse.
It's the only way to learn a language, to, you know, go there and immerse yourself in the culture. And
it was pretty crazy, though. They were the eyes and ears of that place.
So were there a lot of them that had just like learning disabilities and were normal?
No.
It was worse than a learning disability. Like they were either. Like, I mean, we'll go
were
back.
Were there any ones that were, like, really, really hot, but, like...
Well, the one who was, like, in love with me when
she was moderately attractive.
Yeah. But she, like, you know, you would see her and, you know, be like, oh, it's a... You know, when you go to college, you want to, like, you're trying to meet everybody.
Yeah. Retards, you got to meet them all.
So if you didn't know she was retarded, you go up and you would talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then she turned around with snot dribbling down her chin.
So you went up and talked to her.
No, I did none of this. I knew she was retarded.
No, you knew. You thought she was hanging out with someone.
It was because they constantly saw Christian in the dorms, and out of nowhere, she just became obsessed. And then when Christian moved in, they would like come down randomly and like bang on the door and run away giggling.
Now, are they fucking?
Probably.
No,
they would. I don't know. I'm sure they would fuck because some of them had boyfriends. But
yeah,
you remember
they would also get drunk.
What?
Do you remember that?
No way.
A few of them would get drunk. Remember when the girl threw the rock through the window? On the second floor of our building. Like, right above the front door?
No.
Okay.
Oh, dude, they party so hard.
Okay. One time they were drunk. And this girl actually got kicked out, as far as I know.
Party too hard.
She got drunk and broke the window by supposedly throwing a rock through it.
She took her helmet off and chucked it through the window.
She probably just used her fist. Or her huge tongue, right, Aaron?
Yes.
Yeah, like, so they would booze and, like, I mean, almost all of them were dating someone, like, another one of their kind.
Yeah, because I remember I had a friend in,
I kind of look at them as, like, the dwarves from, you know, like, I wouldn't say...
I would say Fraggle Rock was a pretty, all the characters from Fraggle Rock.
I've talked
lived
about it on the cast
those.
Before, but I had a friend in elementary, middle, and I guess high school too. We weren't as much friends, but his mom worked with like special ed kids, and they like need to beat off like all the time.
They need to.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So like I imagine
so their tongues don't
when they become adults, like they're probably like fucking all the time, like all the time.
Actually, it's pretty funny. Carney's mom actually works with
really
special ed
kids.
Did
she tell you about that?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I don't know if she ever told Steven. She definitely never told me. But Steven gives her so much shit when she comes home from work. He's like, "Hey, how are the tarts? They do any stupid shit?
Oh, that's awful." Gotta love
but this
Steven.
Is, this was
yeah, but if you,
Steven
but if
just has
Steven
no
Carney,
fucking like,
there's no filter
no
on
shame,
him.
No conscience.
Yeah, one of the greatest people
he's
in the world.
Yeah, he's a hero.
Yeah.
Champion of man. Good times.
He's the kind of kid who will, there'll be like some douchebag at a party, and he'll come up and be like, yeah, yeah, little the air out of his tires, and then he'll just walk away. He'll like, come up to you, whisper that in your ear, and you'll be like, oh, that's awesome. You fucking, yeah, that kid's
a
dick.
Oh, me and Steven have done shit like that.
No, but he'll come up to you. He'll be alone. He'll be hanging up by himself. He'll walk around the party and tell like three or four people he likes that he let air out of that kid's tires, and then just go like hang up by himself and do some more evil shit.
Yeah.
Like half the time at parties, he's wandering around alone, just like amusing himself.
He has some great ideas.
Kid's the man.
All the time.
Yeah. Absolutely like, fucking evil. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's great.
So, Rickety Bricket, what's new? What's going on with you? Tell me a tale.
Nothing really. Just been working. I do improv classes now.
Yeah, tell me a yes and story.
I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
You're a mechanic.
Glenn, what the fuck are you talking about?
You're a mechanic.
Yes and?
You pump my gas.
Oh, right. I forgot I do all of that.
Get into the car and pump the gas. Get out of the car and pump.
What are you, retarded?
Jump in my car.
Yeah, shut your fat tongue up.
Get out of my dreams. Get into my car. Get into my dreams.
But yeah, no, I just
get
do...
into my car.
Sing it.
Yeah, you've been taking improv?
I do improv classes and I work.
Yeah?
That's what I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Any, Tonya is still in the life?
What?
6 years strong with you and the
yeah,
town?
Yeah, me
with
and Tanya have been together
Tonya?
For 6 years.
Ron Ton, Tootin' Tanya.
That's what we call her. Once. I said that once. She didn't like it.
I say it all the time.
Yeah, you call her that a lot.
Ton Tanya?
Ron Ton, Tootin' Tanya.
Tater Tot and Tanya?
Yeah. Yeah, no, we've been together 6 years.
Tanya Stone?
Yeah. How about you, Glenn? What are you doing?
I was a manager at a gym or supervisor or
we
whatever.
Heard about that on the
first
game.
We already
and
did
now
this.
I'm in between gigs. I'm going to work at where Pete's working. It's getting me a job there.
And what does that job entail exactly?
I know,
it involves something with Mario Batali.
Yeah, Italy. I'll be working at one of the fucking different places. I don't know.
You just boil his crocs.
Wait,
there are multiple.
There's like
locations?
A bunch of different like food stands.
There's multiple Marios?
there can only be one. There can only be one Bertale. He is the Highlander. I like to think of him in the Highlander pose with like a wooden spoon.
Yeah, he's got a scarf like, made of sausages.
Lightning isn't striking it. It's like tomato sauce and it's like dripping all over.
And from
him.
His knee down, it looks like fucking candle wax. He's just like coated in cum. Yeah.
Can hardly make out those cracks.
Yeah, so I'll be working there. I'm pretty sure he said he could give me a job. The lady who hires people said she'd give me a job.
Well, Glenn, we have a surprise for you tonight. Called in earlier. The job fell through.
Well, that's good. Well, I'll be starving to death then.
All right.
So we're moving to New York in 4 days.
Wow.
And that's, it's after
one more
midnight
than three.
Right now. So,
yeah, the count clock is a ticking.
I still have to sell my car. Anyone want to buy a $1,500 Volkswagen Passat?
Yeah.
The fact that Stephen Carney at one time owned it.
Yeah, and he sold it to me for $1,500, and now I'll sell it to you for $1,500. If you're a listener, I'll take $100 off the tap.
Oh, man. You just tell him Brick sent you.
Tell him Crickety Brick sent you.
If you say that, you will get double charged, and then I'm going to show up and let air out.
Tell him Rockety Crockett sent you.
If they hear this and need a car, I feel like you should sell it to them for like $300.
Yeah, I'll give you a seriously. If you need a car, I'll sell it to you for $1,000.
I feel like anybody that's going to listen to this doesn't have $1,500.
Well,
nor
listening
has
to a free
ever
podcast,
had that much money,
you cheap bastards.
I will tell you right now that car is not worth $1,000.
No, it totally is. The Blue Book is like
oh, yeah,
fucking,
it still runs well.
The Blue Book is $1,300.
Spoiler alert, it doesn't.
I think it was like 12 something when I bought it at the DMV last year. So it's still worth like at least $1,000. It's not a bad car.
No, it's a nice car. I fucked up a lot of shit on that car. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
One thing I really fucked up is one time I was hanging on one of the handles in the passenger back seat, like, you know, the little handles that you grab right above you.
Yeah, to hold the roof on.
Yeah, I put my whole body weight on that, snapped that shit right off, snapped it
off
clean.
Well, it's back on now.
Oh, it's fixed?
No, absolutely not. That's gone. So that's dead.
So you're paying for the story.
Steven also one time kicked a dent in the back of his car, well, your car.
My car.
Yeah. Right above where it says Passat, there's a little dent.
Mm-hmm.
He ran up out of nowhere and booted it.
Mm. Also.
I put a dent in it once, but it popped out. I kicked the soccer ball as hard as I could into it.
What else is great about that car?
Stephen Carney.
I saw Stephen run over a dead possum in that car.
He drove the way through Delaware with his knees in that car.
Oh, yep. That's true.
I saw Stephen actually jump into the wrong lane of traffic trying to hit a deer in the middle of the night coming back to the defense in that car.
Someone please buy this car.
Someone has to buy this car. Everybody, if you don't buy this car every day, Stephen Carney's going to go out with his new car and kill a deer.
Well, he drives an S4 now, so he just put the one of those cow catcher things on the front they have on trains. And he's been hauling around in that. He doesn't have a lot of clearance, so deer would be wise to get behind some speed bumps or something like that. That'll be enough to stop
him. Any deer listeners we have, consider this a warning. He's coming for you.
Because otherwise you will be hot venison going through his grill.
Oh, and he loves the taste of
hot, delicious venison.
Cooking on his fan belt,
It's like a shawarma.
Oh, yeah. No! Cannot have.
Cannot have shawarma.
Yeah, exactly. That's the scarn dog.
Oh, man. And why are you getting rid of this car? Don't do that.
Well, because I'm moving it in Manhattan. I can't put it anywhere. It would cost as much to live there as to probably keep my car there for the year.
You already own the car. I don't live in the car.
There you go.
Flawless victory.
Right. Think about it. Jewel did it. She got kind of famous for a little while.
Who will live in the car?
Jewel? You.
Me.
You will be living in the car. We
went not
through
Jewel.
This. No, Jewel's dead.
I'm living in the car.
Yeah.
In the car.
In Alaska. Do I have to go to Alaska, though?
In the car.
I have to drive in the car to Alaska.
In the car. In the car.
You're nodding like that translates on the radio.
It does.
So I just need to sell the car. Like, I have to pay for insurance on a car I'm not using.
Yeah.
It's just, and like, if when, like, I don't know, there's no place to put it, so.
Well, maybe one lucky listener can put it in their garage tonight.
Yeah, like, we are going to raffle it off.
Hopefully, Steve, I want to see that car stay alive.
I'll sell it to you for 3 hot blowjobs.
I want to see Stephen Carney buy the car again.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
He would use it for nothing but crazy shit again.
It's like, Stephen, let's get really drunk and do that move where we put a rock on the accelerator and dive out of the car.
He would be the one that would like surf on top of the car into like a light pole. He would ride it up.
I would be so down to ride that car off a pier. You know what I mean?
If only that was legal.
Like, sell it to a homeless man, technically. You know? Like, get all the information, get him to, like, sign the paperwork and everything.
Yeah, be like, they're never going to find you. And, like, tell them it's, like, a huge tax write-off because they love shit like that.
Then they're the ones who fall for all those stupid conspiracies. You blow them up and sell it with a pipe bomb.
Just sell it to them so then you don't have to pay tax. Say, be like, yeah, I sold him for $1. You don't pay taxes on it. And just drive it off a pier. Never give it to, like, the fucking homeless guy. But get him to, like, sign the fucking, like, whatever.
Yeah.
The title.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. And Steven, if you're listening, dummy corporation selling cars to a homeless guy so we can destroy it. That's why we need to do it.
Business idea.
I just don't want to get in trouble for driving the car up here. I want some stinking bum to get in trouble for it.
You got to make sure he stinks.
Some no-count bum. two-time loser. Like, what is that? Two-time, yeah, that's good.
Two-time loser?
He lost twice.
He had two chances and he blew them both.
You guys got any wacky two-time loser stories for me? Anything good?
I'm trying to think. I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, we went over that one guy tossing shoes over the phone wire.
Oh, yeah, that was classy as fuck. Yeah.
He's a gem. He's a great guy. I will say that. Does a lot of charity work.
I actually got a story about a... Not a loser, more so a winner.
A two-time winner?
Yeah, I only saw him win once.
All right.
Yeah, he's a one winner, one loser.
Well, for the listeners, me and a group of friends, we throw these underground.
We have one listener.
One listener.
Colin Ferguson, the listener.
Love you, Colin. Yeah.
If we have other listeners, please send me an email, my newly activated email.
Does Colin? Glenn. Will Colin listen to this?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
good.
Colin loves the show, or he used to until we started doing it. The three of us.
He's murdered.
Send me
an
email.
We're on episode 2.
At Glenn at pglennandnick.com. If Mike Critelli listens to this, you sent me a very nice email. And it, like, fucking was, like, thought out, and you, like, put effort into it. And I feel really bad that I've not gotten to that email and that it's been sitting there for, like, a year and a half.
See how Clicker to Ticket does business?
Other people who sent me an email, it was like, hey, I'm friends with, like, this kid's, like, younger brother, and we listen to your podcast. Do you want to talk about, like, farts? And, like, they sent me a link with, like, some shit. And it's not funny, so no, we're not going to do that.
That's what this show is for. You should have brought
that
stuff over here.
Yeah. Farty Lang is my alter ego. That's where we cover
Farty
all that.
Farty Lang.
Genius.
But, yeah, Mike Critelli, yes, thank you for that.
If I had
the balls, I would actually respond in, like, a format where, like, I could be held accountable and, like...
Just draw something on crayon.
My words would, like, speak for themselves, and you could, like, you could, like, possibly respond. But I feel like I'm talking to you, but I'm not. So, yeah, that's good. Like, you'll probably never hear it. You'll probably listen to the beginning and never get this far. This is great. So Eric's on the phone because he's like a,
he's a
drug dealer
or celebrity. Well,
he's a celebrity drug dealer.
They kind of go hand in hand. Yeah. You know, it's like you get a lot of phone calls all the time. You
from
wear sunglasses
because they
want to
buy drugs.
Everyone's trying to take your picture and shit.
Well, no, they want to take Eric. You're a celebrity drug dealer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was just doing.
You're
I don't
a celebrity.
Know.
Who is that? Is that Beyonce?
Dude, it was Carrot Top. You know I don't
Carrot
have
Top.
The big leagues yet,
you
man. You gotta work your way up.
You need his bicep juice.
Yeah.
You need to make him look more ripped.
He's still not that threatening.
Now, does your medicine make the prop smaller, or do they make him more muscular?
Oh, the props get a little bit smaller.
So you shrink the props with a potion.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just a microwave, and everything's made out of cellophane. Pop it on in there.
You make the props smaller. That's your job. It's to like slowly scale the props down over the years so the audience doesn't notice.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my god, Carrot Top is fucking. He looks like LL Cool J. He's gigantic. But in actuality, he's like not in shape at all.
I immediately picture like Geppetto from Pinocchio like making Carrot Top's props, and he's like Carrot Top like screaming in his face like, make him smaller, damn it. Geppetto's like, yes, right away, sir.
Yeah, and he's like a scale model of his like arm flexing.
Yeah.
Did he just like match all the puppets up against it? Yeah.
Just smashes or, like, it into whatever. The ground, screams, do it again.
Yeah.
Carrot Top.
Yeah, that's my take on Carrot Top.
For the win.
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy.
So you guys think that if I wrote that joke down and gave it to George Carlin's dead body, he would make $1 million?
He would, for sure.
Yeah.
You would just look like an asshole.
Yeah, be like, what is that guy yelling about shrinking? Honey, I shrunk the props. Why is he talking about that? Get him off the stage. Boo! Right, guys?
I could see Carrot Top actually making that joke. Honey, I shrunk the props.
Oh, my God. So what he does is he does his whole act, and then the back, like the back nine of his act, like the he does it again with the smaller props. Yeah.
Bring him out.
And he's constantly making jokes about like Hulk Smash and like all that kind of like shitty crap. And like breaking some of the props by accident, like in quotes, and he's like, "Oh man, just so ripped." People really need to see a comedian that uses props with like huge guns and like a really nice abdominal section. You need that for prop comedy.
He does the show topless.
A lot of these props are really heavy, ladies and gentlemen. I don't go to the gym. This is from years of doing this act with these heavy, heavy props.
This terrible, terrible act.
Imagine if Gallagher got really jacked.
It would make sense. Like a fucking hammer. Yeah. That's serious lifting.
He starts just using his fist.
if you chopped wood on stage for 20 years, you'd be really ripped too.
Except he's not chopping wood.
He's essentially chopping melons. Whatever someone who works with watermelons is, like a blacksmith works with metal. He's a something smith for watermelons. He probably has one arm that's way bigger than his hammer arm. Bigger than the other.
Fruit smith?
Fruit smith. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a melon smith.
Fruit smith?
It's like, oh, sure. It's like, oh, yeah, like I got this watermelon, and I would like it flattened out and sprayed all over an audience. Do you think you can meet those specifications, Mr. Fruit smith? And he's like, hold on, let me yell a bunch of shit first. And yes, then I think I can do it with this gigantic wooden, big, round, flat-top hammer.
Now I envision this scenario of someone approaching Gallagher and asking him to, like, do this job in, like, a Western saloon. And he has, like, his hat, like, tilted down.
It's like a general store.
Yeah, he's, like, his hat tilted down, like, contract. Smoking a cigarette. I'm like, the guy walks in, like, not knowing anything about this, like, little village. And he goes to the bartender. And he's like, I need some fruit smashed.
And everybody like, in the bar, like, asks.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the one guy with the hat low over his eyes.
And then he's
move.
Like, you're going to need to talk to him. And then, like, it good, like, pan down to the end of the bar where you see Gallagher and his stupid-ass mustache with the hat curled over and smoke
and
coming
hammer,
out.
Yeah, and the hammer, like, leaned up against the booth he's sitting in.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, with, like, low, like, a candle, like, flickering, like, yeah, like, the end of
and
his table.
And it seems as though it's going to be very intimidating. He's like, oh, yeah, well, sure, of course I'll do it.
Yeah, like, the slow walk up.
I'll help you, buddy.
Oh god, that's fucking great.
Jacked Gallagher in the West. Jacked Western Gallagher.
The Fruitsmith.
The Fruitsmith.
The Fruitsmith.
Oh man.
I feel like Gallagher would look good as like an anime character.
I think he would look good on like an old West like wanted billboard with his like his perm. It just looks so funny.
He actually looks it's gonna kill me because I don't know his name. Let's see, what was he in? There's this midget who looks like exactly like Gallagher. Same hairstyle, always wears a scaly cap, mustache. He was in... this is awful radio. This
not
is the
a lot
worst.
Of midget actors.
There's not a whole lot. Let's see, he was the... He would read a lot of Shakespeare in this horror movie. These tiny little monsters at a carnival.
Colin's totally going to send you an email now.
I know.
Send me an email.
It's going to kill me. This is the worst radio I've ever heard.
You guys, do you want to talk about this movie? It had Will Smith in it, and it took place in the not-so-distant future, maybe the present, and there were aliens in it.
Hancock.
This can be one of many movies.
And that's it. Now go.
Independence
yes.
Day. I wrote
agreed. Thanks for putting things in my butt, aliens. I'm going to fly my plane to you. That you get.
It's what you get.
That's what he said, right?
Yeah, he said that a lot, actually, through the whole movie. He screamed that at the kid about the fireworks at the very beginning.
Take that, stupid aliens. Your butt magic. And, yep. And then
with your butt magic.
All the planes turned the alien spaceship. They turned around and they're like, we're sorry. We know that we've been kidnapping people with our butt magic.
Yeah, they apologize and everybody goes home happy until
then,
District 9 happens.
And then they say, they this is back. Our Independence Day.
And they say we brought...
Yeah,
we
and
brought
then they bring another
people.
Ship that was, like, designed to fit the whole world so they could torture them with butt magic. But they ran out of fuel on the way over and all the technicians who we're going to be doing all the butt magic died, and only the worker people who shovel coal into the spaceship engine survived, and that is District 9.
You heard it here first, folks. The greatest movie of all time.
The greatest story ever told.
Glenn's nose is bleeding pretty profusely.
You guys,
now.
Listen to me. I'm serious. I know I have one alien arm, and there's like weird skin falling off my back, and I'm trying to suck your dick.
So now is this movie turned into a pornography?
Guys, I know I've been going through all the cabinets and drawers and asking where you keep the cocaine. I know I've been doing that, and... I know Eric's asking me what time it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's wrap it up time. Eric's got to get onto his motorcycle and ride into the distance, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Right into a distant tree.
There's He's got to get on his iron horse.
On a steel horse.
On a steel horse.
Yeah, he has a six string. Yeah. His loaded six string.
I'm pretty wanted.
That's
right
his
now.
Guitar.
Mostly dead or alive.
It's like a six shooter would be a gun.
No, he actually has a gun,
but
though.
The six string is a guitar. And then the steel horse, it's like a horse, it's like a regular horse. It's not made of steel. And that's what cowboys ride.
Right.
But then a steel horse is a motorcycle. So it's like sort of like imagery and stuff.
Imagery and stuff. You heard it here first, folks. Goodbye forever.
Yeah, seriously. Suicide cast here. All right,
bad
guys.
Times so Rick
all,
Rick
we're all still holding the suicide pack.
Yeah, oh, of course.
You can
definitely.
Fit all three of us on the motorcycle.
That
right?
was the plan.
Forever in death.
All right.
I think that's a hymn song.
So all we're right. all. let's get naked and do this thing.
All right. Well, I guess I'll go first.
All right, I'm gonna heat up the iron. We need to brand ourselves first.
Right.
Goodbye.